Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Zvachim Daf Hey, the first parak Kol HaZvachim. This parak has been generously sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shleima for Alter Ben Zvi and Wolf Ben Zipora, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Refuah Shleima. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. Reish Lakish lay on his stomach in the Beis Midrash and asked, "Im kasherim hem yiratzu, if karbanas shechted shelo shmar are valid, they should achieve acceptance, meaning fulfill their owner's obligations. Mim ein maratzin lamen bayin, and if they do not achieve acceptance, why are they brought?" Ramalaza responded with a precedent from Banu Achamisa, karbanas brought after the owner's death. If a woman gave birth and brought her chatas and then died, yavu yorshin osa, her heirs bring her ola. Although this cannot achieve atonement for the woman who died, the carbon is still brought. Reish Lakish conceded that an ola, which can be brought after the owner's death, can also be brought when shechted shelo lishma. But an asham, which cannot be brought after the owner's death, should not be brought when shechted shelo lishma. Therefore, Reish Lakish said, "Eftach ana pischa l'nefshai, I will find an opening solution for myself." Abai explains that the word osa, it, written by Chattas, teaches that only a Chattas shelo lishma is disqualified, but an asham remains valid. He eventually derives from the Hekesh to Shlamim that such an asham is not maratza. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar had demonstrated that an ola can be brought after the owner's death without being maratza, but Reish Lakish responded that there's no such parallel for asham, which cannot be brought after the owner's death. Amraim asked Rabbi Elazar should have replied that an asham is also brought after the owner's death. Halacha Moshe Mesinai teaches that such an asham is left to graze until it develops a mum, after which it is redeemed and the money is used for an ola. Rav Sheshes answered that such an asham is only brought l'mosaro for its surplus, meaning its redemption money is used for a carbon, but the asham itself is not brought. For Chattas too, there is a case where its redemption money is used for a carbon after its owner's death, where the owner originally designated two chatos, and one was sacrificed and then he died. Still, a chattas is disqualified when shechted shelo lishma. The Gemara answers that a chattas shelo lishma was specifically disqualified with the word who, it is, teaching it is only valid as a chattas. Thus, Rabbi Elazar could have answered Reish Lakish's challenge. And point number three, Reish Lakish had agreed to Belazar's proof that an ola can be brought without providing atonement from the fact that if a woman gave birth and died, her yorshim bring her ola. Amoraim wondered why Reish Lakish did not reply that the yorshim could achieve atonement for themselves with the ola. Rav Adar Bar Masim responded, "Im hi yalda, b'neim yaldu, if she gave birth, have her sons given birth? How can they receive atonement from her carbon?" To this, Rav Asi countered, "Who is to say that if the Yoledis had several unatoned transgressions of Aseh, that her ola would not atone for them? Since it could, let it now atone for the son's Aseh transgressions." The Gemara objects, "Lameimra dekanyelhu, is this to say that the carbon is acquired by the Yorshim, that its sacrifice should atone for them?" But Rabbi Yochanan said that if someone left a mincha for his two sons, its sacrifice and not disqualified as a mincha of partners, which proves they do not acquire it. Although Rabbi Yochanan said the Yorshim who inherit a carbon cannot affect Temura with it, the Gemara explains that this is not because they acquire it and Shuvim cannot make Temura, but because an independent drasha indicates that multiple Yorshim cannot make Temura. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Reish Lakish lay on his stomach in the Beis Midrash and asked, "Im kasherim hem yiratzu, if karbanas shechted shelo lishma are valid, they should achieve acceptance, meaning fulfill their owner's obligations. Mim ein maratzin lamen bayin, and if they do not achieve acceptance, why are they brought?" Ramalaza responded with a precedent from Banu Achamisa, karbanas brought after the owner's death. If a woman gave birth and brought her chatas and then died, yavu yorshin osa, her heirs bring her ola. Although this cannot achieve atonement for the woman who died, the carbon is still brought. Reish Lakish conceded that an ola, which can be brought after the owner's death, can also be brought when shechted shelo lishma. But an asham, which cannot be brought after the owner's death, should not be brought when shechted shelo lishma. Therefore, Reish Lakish said, "Eftach ana pischa l'nefshai, I will find an opening solution for myself." Abai explains that the word osa, it, written by Chattas, teaches that only a chattas shelo lishma is disqualified, but an asham remains valid. He eventually derives from the Hekesh to Shlamim that such an asham is not maratza. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar had demonstrated that an ola can be brought after the owner's death without being maratza, but Reish Lakish responded that there's no such parallel for asham, which cannot be brought after the owner's death. Amraim asked Rabbi Elazar should have replied that an asham is also brought after the owner's death. Halacha Moshe Mesinai teaches that such an asham is left to graze until it develops a mum, after which it is redeemed and the money is used for an ola. Rav Sheshes answered that such an ashem is only brought, lemosaro, for its surplus, meaning its redemption money is used for a carbon, but the ashem itself is not brought. For Chatas 2, there is a case where its redemption money is used for a carbon after its owner's death, where the owner originally designated two chatos, and one was sacrificed, and then he died. Still, a chatas is disqualified when shechted shelo lishma. The Gemara answers that a chatas shelo lishma was specifically disqualified with the word who, it is, teaching it is only valid as a chatas. Thus, Rabbi Elazar could have answered Reish Lakish's challenge. And point number three, Reish Lakish had agreed to Belazar's proof that an ola can be brought without providing atonement from the fact that if a woman gave birth and died, her yorshim bring her ola. Amoraim wondered why Reish Lakish did not reply that the yorshim could achieve atonement for themselves with the ola. Rav Adar Bar Masim responded, "Im hi yalda, b'neim yaldu, if she gave birth, have her sons given birth? How can they receive atonement from her carbon?" To this, Rav Asi countered, "Who is to say that if the yoledis had several unatoned transgressions of Ase, that her ola would not atone for them? Since it could, let it now atone for the son's Ase transgressions." The Gemara objects, "Lameimra dekanyelhu, is this to say that the carbon is acquired by the Yorshim, that its sacrifice should atone for them?" But Rabbi Yochanan said that if someone left a mincha for his two sons, its sacrifice and not disqualified as a mincha of partners, which proves they do not acquire it. Although Rabbi Yochanan said the Yorshim who inherit a carbon cannot affect Temura with it, the Gemara explains that this is not because they acquire it and Shuvim cannot make Temura, but because an independent drasha indicates that multiple Yorshim cannot make Temura. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Hey, and our standard Siman is Hey, or a haystack. So here goes. The rabbi laying on a haystack who was wondering, if a carbon is a maratza, then why is it brought? While an Ashim whose owner died stood nearby chewing on some hay until it got a moom and would be sold and the money used for an ola, was startled by two boys having a hay fight as they debated if the ola belonged to their deceased mother was inherited by them or not. Once again, slow motion. The rabbi lying on a haystack, haystack, that must be on duff, hay. The rabbi lying on a haystack who was wondering, if a carbon is a maratza, then why is it brought? Which reminds us, Reish Lakish lay on his stomach in the base midrash and asked, im kasherim hem yiratzu, if karbanos shechted shelo lishma are valid, they should achieve acceptance, meaning fulfill their owner's obligations. V'imein maratzim lama bayin, and if they do not achieve acceptance, why are they brought? Abai explained that the word osa, it, written by a chatas, teaches that only a chatish shelo lishma is disqualified, but an ashim remains valid. He eventually derives from the hekesh to shlamin that such an ashim is not maratza. So the rabbi lying on a haystack who was wondering if a carbon isn't maratza, then why is it brought? While an ashim whose owner died stood nearby chewing on some hay until got a moom and would be sold, and the money used for an ola, which reminds us, an ashim is also brought, so to speak, after the owner's death. A halacha of Moshe Misinai teaches that such an ashim is left to graze until it develops a moom, after which it's redeemed, and the money is used for an ola. So the rabbi lying on a haystack who was wondering if a carbon is a maratza, then why is it brought? While an ashim whose owner died stood nearby chewing on some hay until it got a moom and would be sold and the money used for an ola, was startled by two boys having a hay fight as they debated if the ola belonging to their deceased mother was inherited by them or not. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the question whether Yorshim acquire a carbon when the owner dies and receive kapar with it. So once again, the rabbi lying on a haystack who was wondering, if a carbon is a maratza, then why is it brought? While an ashim whose owner died stood nearby chewing on some hay until got a moom and would be sold and the money used for an ola, was startled by two boys having a hay fight as they debated if the ola belonging to their deceased mother was inherited by them or not. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf yadal. So the simon daf yadal is a yad, a hand, and we use a juggler in the simon. So here goes. The great juggler, juggler, that must be on daf yadalit, yud, hand. The great juggler named Meir, whose name was reinstated in the juggler's handbook, which reminds us the Rebbe restored Rebbe's name to the Mishnah by teaching Amru Mishum Rebbe Meir, they say in the name of Rebbe Meir. Rava observed that even Rebbe, who was a humble man, only revised the text to Amru Mishum Rebbe Meir, they say in the name of Rebbe Meir, and not the straightforward Rebbe Meir said. So the great juggler named Meir, whose name was reinstated in the juggler's handbook, juggled a model Sinai mountain in one hand and uprooted a mountain with the other, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan relates a dispute between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. One says Sinai Adif, a Sinai is better, meaning a sage with superlative expertise in Mishnayos and Brises, organized as clearly as the day they were given on Har Sinai. The other says Ocher Harim Adif, one who uproots mountains is better, meaning a sage with superior analytical powers, albeit with a lesser mastery of the Mishnayos and Brises. When Rosh Hashiva was needed to be appointed in Bavel, the sages in Eretz Yisrael said a Sinai is better. So the great juggler named Meir, whose name was reinstated in the Juggler's Handbook, juggled a model Sinai mountain in one hand and uprooted a mountain with the other, while performing before four boys who were trying to figure out who is the leader. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Abaya, Rabba, Rabbi Zera, and Rabba Bar Masna were sitting together and needed a leader. They said that whoever says something which is not refuted will be the leader. Only Abaya's statement was not refuted, and Rabba saw that Abaya's head went up, and Rabba said, Nachmani psach ve'ema, Nachmani, which was Abaya's name, begin and say a shir. The Gemara asks, who's better, Rabbi Zera or Rabba Bar Masna? Rabbi Zera is a charvu maksha, sharp, imposes challenges and resolves them, and Rabba Bar Masna is masun umasik, deliberate, and arrives at the halakha conclusion. The Gemara says, teku, let the question stand unresolved. Dab Beis, so the Siman Dab Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. At the Shalolishma house, that must be on Dab Beis, bias, house. At the Shalolishma house, where people were informed if the carbon that was shechted Shalolishma was still offered, which reminds us, the first Mishnah begins, Kol Zvachim Shenizbuchu Shalolishman Ksherim. All carbonas which were shechted not for their own sake, but were shechted for the sake of a different type of carbon, are valid, except that they do not count for the owner towards his prior obligation, and he must bring another carbon. Some carbonas are disqualified if they're shechted Shalolishman, and the Mishnah records four opinions. So at the Shalolishma house, where people were informed of the carbon that was shechted, Shalolishma was still offered. Kohanim were being trained to do Zrika Lishma, even if the Shechit was done Shalolishma, which reminds us, the Mishnah said that a carbon shechted Shalolishma is valid Ella, except that it does not count for the owner's obligation. This extra word hints that the carbonists remain in their status of sanctity, and it's prohibited to make more changes. As Rava taught, if an Ola was shechted, Shalolishma, it's forbidden to do it Zrika Shalolishma. So at the Shalolishma house, where people were informed if the carbon that was shechted Shalolishma was still offered, Kohanim were being trained to do Zrika Lishma, even if the Shechita was done Shalolishma. And to remember that Stama is like Shma, unlike a get, which must be written with specific intent, which reminds us, Rav explained, Zvachim b'stam l'shman omdim. Karbanis, even without being specified, stand to be brought for their own sake, unless specifically shechted Shalolishma. A woman without being specified does not stand to be divorced, so a get must be written with intent for a specific woman to be considered for her sake. Daf Gimel. So the Siman Daf Gimel is a gemal, a camel. So here goes. As the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulin to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, that must be on Daf Gimel, gemal, camel. As the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulin to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, which reminds us, Rav taught that although if one shechted a chatas for the sake of an ola, it's disqualified, if he shechted it l'shem chulin for the sake of chulin, it's valid. This proves dimina machriba, intent for something else of its own type, meaning kachim, damages it, delab mina l'machriba, but intent for something not for its own type, meaning non-kachim, does not damage it because the chulin intent cannot take effect on a carbon. So as the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulin to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, the cook of the party preparing tahor food in a kli b'toch kli that had a sheretz in the outer kli, which reminds us, Rav opposed another contradiction to Rav's ruling from a b'raisa's drasha, tocho, when a sheretz falls into a kli cheres, everything in the kli's interior becomes tame, v'lo toch tocho, but not something in an interior within its interior, meaning food inside another kli inside the kli cheres, which remains tahor. This applies even if the inside utensil is a kli shetef, an immersible vessel, meaning non-earthenware, which can be purified in a mikveh. This proves that even a different type can be an independent interior to protect from tuma. The Gemara answers that chulin relative to kachim is not like a different type of kli, but like a mechitza, a partition, which is not effective to protect one side of an oven from tuma in the other. So as the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulin to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, the cook at the party preparing tahor food in a kli b'toch kli that had a sheretz in the outer kli was glad when he heard his chatas was still valid, even though it was shechted for someone who was chayev an ola, which reminds us, we learned that a chadish shechtim for someone obligated in an ola is valid. The Gemara explains that regarding shechtim for a different person, the pasuk says, v'kipper alav, the kohen shall effect atonement for him, which teaches alav v'lo al chavero. It must be sacrificed for him and not for his friend. This implies that intent only disqualifies when chavero dumya didei, his friend is similar to him, meaning shemuchuyev kaparo kamoso, that his friend is liable to the same type of atonement as he. Daf Dalet. So the Simran Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The Shinavi Kodesh door, door. That must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. The Shinavi Kodesh door, where the source is at, the Avodas must be done Lishma, were kept. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Manon de Be'inin Zvich Lishma. From where do we derive that Shechita must be Lishma? The Pasuk says, Vim Zevach Shlamim Karbano, and if his offering is a sacrifice of Shlamim. The word Zevach teaches, Shetehe Zvich Lishem Shlamim, that the Shechita should be for the sake of a Shlamim. The Gemara then brings Psukim requiring Kabbalah, receiving the blood, and Zrika throwing the blood on the Mizbech to be done Lishma, and explains why none of these Avodas can be worked from each other, and why Halacha done Lishma cannot be done from them. So the Shinui Kodesh door, where the sources at the Avodos must be done Lishma, were kept, was next to the Shinui Baon door, where the source that a carbon must be brought for its owner's sake could be found, which reminds us, having derived the laws of Shinui Kodesh, a change of holiness regarding all Avodos, that they must be performed for the carbon's sake, the Gemara asks for the source for the laws of Shinui Baalim, a change of owner, meaning that Avodos must be done for the owner's sake. The Pasuk says, Ubasar Zevach Toda Shlamav, and the meat of the Zevach Toda, which is a Shlamim, teaches that the Shechita must be L'shem Toda, and since Shinui Kodesh is already known, the Pasuk is used to teach Shinui Baalim. It then derives Shinui Baalim regarding the other Avodas, and the Gemara discusses multiple reasons that Shinui Baalim cannot be derived from Shinui Kodesh. So the Shinui Kodesh door, where the source is that the Avodas must be done L'shma, were kept, was next to the Shinui Baalim door, where the source that a carbon must be brought for its owner's sake, could be found, where a man jumped for joy when he read that although his carbon was shechted shelo lishma, it could still be brought on the Mizbeach. Which reminds us, Gemara asks that one should say that if a carbon was shechted shelo lishma, it should be completely pasul. The Pasuk says, Motzi svasech tishmor vasis kasher nedarta, what comes out of your lips, you shall observe and perform just as you vowed a nedava. These contradictory terms of neder and nedava teach, im kamash nedarta asis ye neder, if you did as you vowed and brought the carbon lishma, it will be a fulfillment of your nether. Vimlo nedav yehe, but if not, rather it was shechted shelo lishma, it will be a nedava, a donated carbon, a sign from your nether. This proves that the carbon remains valid, although it doesn't fulfill the owner's obligation. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn? Mamzer Talmud Chacham Kodem Kol Gadol Amar Aretz. That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss whether Yorshim acquire a carbon when the owner dies and receive kapara with it? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we compare Abaya Rava, Rabbi Zera, and Rabba Bramasna? That's on daf. Yadalad. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Sharshia told his sons that when they want to go and learn in front of their Rebbeim, they should study the Mishnah well beforehand? That's on daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we malkokas whether Sinai Adif or Okar Harim Adif? That's on daf. Yud Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that an Ashim is also brought, so to speak, after the owner's death, because the Halacha Moshe Sinai teaches that an Ashim is left to graze until it develops a mum, after which it's redeemed and the money is used for an Ola? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn about Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nassan's attempt to remove Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Nasi? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn the source that Karbonis must be brought Lishma? That's on daf. Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss Reish Lakish's challenge, Im Ein Maratzin Lam Mabayim? If Karbonis brought Shalom Lishma do not achieve acceptance, why are they brought? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that a chata shechted for someone obligated in an ola is valid? That's on daf. Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.